Coming up, we speak with Jacqueline House from the Six Nations community. The Six Nations community was made famous in a 2006 struggle over controversial development on the traditional territory. The controversy is heating up again as housing developers are continuing construction on disputed land. Courtney Kirkby brings us this report.
This has been going on for the last couple of weeks, actually. And what it did, it was just took it a little bit step further on Wednesday. Because when the workers were coming in there, it was like our men were going in there. Some of our men went in there and asked them to stop. And it's been just crazy. But what happened on Wednesday is that on Tuesday was that Empire Homes had a cement pillars blocking the whole road entrance that goes back to the development site, which is Clinch Track. And I got to speak to his Ed English. His name is, he's an engineer, and him and I were speaking, and there was a police officer that had come in and spoke to all of us and said that on both sides that we cannot block the entrance to the road because in case of emergency vehicles having to go in or whatnot. And because there was workers, what happened was that we got there at 6 in the morning. They were already working. They had started 4 o'clock. They started hammering and nailing at 4 o'clock, which is against their own bylaws. And they were working through, like, under a generator. So we were sitting there and we were thinking of what to do, and we were talking, and that's what had went on. And then the police come in there and they asked us, like, both sides, not to be blocking the entrance. So they moved the cement slabs. So then we were able to go in, like, with our vehicles. So we got in there, and then we were like, okay, what now? What now? We're watching all these workers go in and out and in and out. And we're sitting on the side of the laneway watching these things, and I guess it was like that for a brief minute, or a brief moment, that the threat was over our heads of the police, you know, coming in and charging our people again like usual. So what we did was, four of us women that said, okay, let's go. Let's lock arms. We'll walk down the road, and we'll walk right back to the development site and ask these people to come out of off the houses, off the roofs, and out of the houses, and let our leadership let our leadership talk until this is resolved, because we can't say, okay, yeah, it's okay, finish your houses. You know, it's kind of defeats the purpose of the whole thing, what we're trying to get across to them, that they're on disputed land. And so the majority of the people, they complied, and we said our piece, and we spoke to a few people, and then we went back. As we were back into the site, we seen a bunch of debris and everything laying around, which is also a safety issue because of the workers there. And we said, okay, well, we'll try that. We'll try their own laws. We'll try their own laws. And point things out, I guess, is what we did. And there was silt all over the place. We called the environmentalists, and nothing. They came there and everything, but nothing. Like, they never shut them down to say, you know, this is health hazard or this is a safety issue, which it clearly was. We got pictures of it. We got documentation, video cameras of it. And so, and the environmentalists also agreed with us that it was because of the silt that was running down into the reservoirs, which runs into the river. So, but other than that, there was nothing being done about it. So by the next day, we heard there was 4 charges. And when we went back there that early that morning, again, we felt like, you know, our hands are tied. Our hands are tied. Like, when it comes, because there's always that threat over our head with the OPPs to say that we're going to arrest you people for standing up for your own inherent rights, a right to demonstrate. I know, and like, even their own laws, it's not working. it doesn't work for us. It never has, and I can't see, my personally, I can't see it. I can't even see it to working today. So what we had done was asked this Ed Engine English to come back to Six Nations and talk to us, the people. No leadership, no, there was no leadership there. And we made it clearly that it was not, we said right from the beginning of the meeting, this meeting is being held without prejudice and no part of consultation or accommodation. We made that clear to Ed English because we know that there's that little catch-all phrase is that, oh, well, they went to Six Nations, so they consulted. By no means was it a consultation. What I initiated the visit. I asked him to come here and hear our people, what our people have to say and how they feel. So that's what went on. So we had one of our youth open up the ceremony with our Thanksgiving address, and we had an eagle feather that we went around to whoever was speaking was holding the eagle feather. That way, we done it out of respect for each that we were all going to respect each other's voices, and it was an open, honest communication. So it went on from 2 o'clock to 4:45 when we wrapped things up, and the two men that came to visit was so one was for Lance director, and the other was an engineer, I believe. It gave them an opportunity to hear how we feel, like, and the stresses that we go under. And I had told, like, I had spoken to Ed prior, like, the day before, and I said, you know, I feel like you guys are bullying. You're bullying your way through. The developers themselves, I'm saying, that are bullying their way through to get their job done so they can get their money, and disregarding our feelings. And he kind of got upset because he didn't want me using the word bullying. And I said, and not only you're bullying, but you're inflicting terror. Because our children are home, worried about what's happening with us, their moms, their dads, their aunts, their uncles. And nobody knows. It's all uncertain what's going to happen because the tension gets high. And all I can say, when I'm sitting there for the last 3 years, what I have seen in the last 3 years of us peacefully demonstrating is that we are very peaceful people. We're very patient, and we have a lot of tolerance, and it amazes me sometimes because it's frustrating. It's almost like sitting in your own house, and you're sitting in the middle of the floor, and you're watching all these people come in and remove all the furniture that you never paid for. That's the way it feels. And I don't know if they can understand how we feel. And then the worst of it is we found out that the province sold the title to Empire Homes. That was just like a kick in the head. It was like so hurtful to know what the province has done to us, knowing that they're at the table talking to our leadership, the Confederacy. I was blown away to learn that the province had actually put it from their hands to the Empire Homes, knowing what we're going through right now. And we are trying to get to the bottom of this. We're trying where we have our professional land searchers like Phil Montour, and trying to look into these matters and find out like what's going on. And how the province got title to that land, I have no idea. Because as far as I know and as far as the research that I've done, we deal with FEDRA. So how the province got it, I don't know. And it's really interesting to know who the stakeholders are. That's the other thing. Who are the stakeholders? Now, there's rumors that the province has their foot in the door in everything about us. And so does federal. So that's all I'm going to say about that. But we're looking into that as well. And the other thing is too is I want to get across is that we're hearing right now is that the municipalities and that, what they're doing is they're hurry up and throwing in these lands under somebody else's name. Like, as we speak, the land, that land that's supposed to be under Crown land, is all being transferred into somebody else's name. So, and I think that what I'm going to read you something, and this is what I had read to the our visitors yesterday. It was yesterday more, actually. And I'm going to read this because it's I think it's very important, because a lot of people do not know about the relationship that we have with the Crown. And I'll start now. This meeting is being held without prejudice and no part of consultation or accommodation. The wampum made with us symbolizes Crown in accordance with international protocol. A treaty may also be known as an international agreement, protocol, and covenant, such as the two-row and silver covenant chain. It is an international relation that comprises the political and cultural relations between two states. The honor of the Crown is at stake. We are in great distance, and there is a need to restore our relations. The highest relationship is between us and Her Majesty. We are allies to the Crown and not subjects. Canada cannot assert authority over a sovereign nation based on age of discovery. Quote, the stand we make yesterday, today, tomorrow, and in the future is based on our longstanding use and occupancy of the land as descendants of the original inhabitants. We are the original nations, present tense, not past tense, and this is about our land. Without honor, this will affect Canada's position with the United Nations. With that, we are encouraging the Privy Council members, Prime Minister of Canada, the Honorable Stephen Harper, Deputy of Indian Northern Affairs Chuck Strahl, and Governor General of Canada, Michael Jean, to address these matters in capacity to encourage being proper and respectful, as they are in failure to comply with protocol. To surrender is to surrender our previous relationship. We have not done this. This is about us and Her Majesty, and nobody is getting in between us, Donato. And this is what it's all about. And I explained to Ed English, this is a lot bigger than what you really, really think it is and what you really know it is.